Luke 22, verses 39 through 46. Jesus prays on the Mount of Olives. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." New International Version. Jesus knew the importance of prayer and its protection against temptation when given an assignment by God. Just as Jesus was tempted, we too are tempted. Jesus asked if the cup could pass him, and the same way we look for alternatives to do what is right, just, and acceptable in God's sight. Just as Jesus resisted temptation, we too must resist it. Temptation diverts our attention from the plan God has for our lives. Jesus modeled for us the importance of prayer. So when we are tempted, we can also use the power of prayer to resist temptation. Let us pray. Merciful Father, thank you for the power of prayer that helps us to resist temptation aimed to derail us. Let your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Call to action. Saints, whether we are led into temptation or simply faced with it, let us consistently pray so that we can stand up under the temptation, whether it is racism, sexism, pornography, lying, cheating, stealing, cursing, overeating, gossiping, or anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ.